Memorial Day is a time of remembrance about those who have served in our military and are no longer with us. Now, while holding that time of remembrance close to you, deep within you, is still honoring those lives and their service, there's also a way to honor these men and women which will compel, I think, more people to show that respect and gratitude those who served certainly deserve. Many have become a part of this effort, but there is always room for you to come on board too. Here are the details about Wreaths Across America. Is their executive director, Karen Worcester. How are you today, Karen?
I'm great, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you for being here. Thank you for the work that Wreaths Across America does all year long. It's one of those cases, like I say, on a designated month or holiday. It's great to have that brief period of time to focus, but it's also a reminder that the cause is alive all year long, which you can find out more about at wreathsacrossamerica.org. Talk about the origins, Karen.
Well, Wreaths Across America is a 501c3 with a mission to remember the fallen, honor those that serve, and I think most importantly, to teach the next generation the cost and value of freedom. And we are most known for placing wreaths during December. Last year, we were able to honor 2.7 million of our heroes by placing a wreath on their graves at over 3,700 locations all over the country. And the act of doing that gives us all an opportunity to reflect during the holidays, which is usually a very difficult time for families who've lost a loved one. But the majority of our work is actually done throughout the year as we just share with people how important it is to remember that freedom isn't free and freedom is also fluid. And one of the ways that we can honor those who died during service, and I think the most important way, is to share their stories, not of their deaths, but of their lives, to really highlight their sacrifice with children and with others and have them understand that freedom is not only not free, it's not a given. And we can teach people that with freedom comes responsibility by sharing the stories of those who've sacrificed so much.
And you do this in a variety of ways, too. By the way, the National Wreaths Across America Day this year is December 16th. So if you want to mark that on your calendar, but Wreaths Across America, you do through the website. You have information there. You have Wreaths Across America Radio. You also have, I say this in total respect, a traveling road show in a manner of speaking, don't you?
Yes. Our mobile education exhibit actually takes our message all over the United States. And what we do is we share the stories and we help people understand why it's important to remember. And there is quite an agenda. If you go to wreathsacrossamerica.org, you can find where the trailer will be next, where the exhibit will be next. But we also share, in our education program with other organizations. We believe that it would be disingenuous to say what our mission is and not work with others. So part of our TEACH program, which is represented on the mobile education exhibit, is the work of our TEACH liaison, who is Cindy Tatum, who's a Gold Star mom herself. And she has put together curriculum that is based on courage and sacrifice and ownership of, you know, responsibility for freedom. And so we have full curriculum that's available on our website. We share some of that on our MEE, as well as we work with the 50th commemorative of the Vietnam War. We work with the Medal of Honor Society, the Ike Eisenhower Foundation. We work with a group called Random Acts of Kindness. What we do is try to honor those that serve and their families year-round by sharing their stories and making it a way people can see these people as more than statistics that who serve and therefore become part of it. We want them to get drawn in to what is this patriotism and what it is to be an American.
Darlene Karen Worcester, who's the executive director of Wreaths Across America, or wreathsacrossamerica.org, their website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. I don't know if this is done intentionally, unintentionally, it's just caught into the flow of the work that you do, but with the education center, the education you provide online, do you think that it awakens a spirit of service in the youths that you are bringing these stories to that will compel them to commit to service, maybe not even in the military, but service to community in some way?
I hope so. And actually, each year we have a theme. And last year, our theme was Find a Way to Serve. And we've learned through dealing so much with veterans, with Gold Star families, that in serving, in service to others is great healing. And it's also great learning as well as teaching. And that so many of us today are broken, you know, that so much is thrown at us during what we see in the world today, and especially kids, I think, there's so much confusion. Then finding a way to serve, it just takes you outside of yourself and it's healing. And so we had so much success with that this year's theme is to serve and succeed. And what we've done is to try to give, although we'll always, always, always support and help provide to veterans with needs that you see on TV all the time. There's somebody who, you know, doesn't have a home or they need services as a wounded warrior, and we always work to make sure that those needs are met. But we want kids to have an opportunity to see people who have gone into the service in the military and taken those skill sets that they learn in the military and then turn that into very successful life. So if you do listen to Reeves Radio, and you can find that at reevesacrossamerica.org/radio, you'll hear great stories of people that have taken their military career and then turned that into successful lives where they've gone on to serve beyond service in the military, so that kids can see that. There's opportunity to grow their patriotism, but also opportunity for career in the military and being part of what's so important, and that is to protect that freedom.
Something else that you bring to light, again, whether it's intentionally or just a part of the effort that you make through the search option, because as you go to Reese America, ReeseAcrossAmerica.org, you can find your most local, I say this for a reason, which I'll get to in a moment, your most local veterans cemetery where you can sponsor a wreath or become a part of a local fundraising group. And that search engine option, Karen, at least to my awareness, brought about how much fewer veteran cemeteries there are in our nation versus what probably more people believe.
Well, I think, first off, a lot of veterans are buried in their small local communities, you know, and by the you know, town cemetery or that. And we are at most of the state cemeteries and most of the national cemeteries. But our largest area of growth is in those small community cemeteries, which is a great opportunity for us to teach, because you can take, for instance, a group of high school kids, go into that cemetery and have them write down the names of the veterans, and then actually research people in their own community, so that when they go through the process of placing a wreath in December, it becomes so much more about their own history and their community and makes it much more personal. We don't decorate graves. We're trying to make a connection so that people get in touch with their own history. This is their heritage, the people from that local community that have served through the generations. But our cemeteries, whether they're a community cemetery with a couple hundred veterans or something like Arlington that has over 400,000 buried, that's our history. That's a great history lesson that can be very personal and draw people in, young and old, to be part of this country.
Looking through that search engine option, too, I say this with a little local pride. Where we are based in Northwest New Jersey, Northern New Jersey Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Sparta has been one of the stellar recipients of support so far this year. They're already 5% over the goal of wreaths, but you look at the Massachusetts Veterans Memorial Cemetery, they've surpassed their goal by 20%. Fairlawn Cemetery in Oklahoma exceeded their goal by triple-digit percentage. Fort Leonard Wood Veterans Cemetery in Missouri. The response to your call out for people to get involved is certainly shining brightly, and people are responding.
Well, one of the things, Chris, that a lot of people don't know about unless they are involved in that ground level of having a participating cemetery is that we work year-round as well with people who have like-minded missions. So we have a program that is a sponsorship program, whereas if you are, for instance, a local VFW, American Legion, Boy Scout, Girl Scout, and you go out to get these sponsorships for your community, you can sign up for a program that will actually put $5 of every sponsorship back into your community. And to date, we have put back into these other civic organizations more than $20 million. Many of these are veteran support organizations. So it's a great opportunity, and especially during COVID, we helped a lot of organizations keep their doors open because people tended to support us even through that. And it did help by not only bringing the reprogram to their communities, but putting those dollars back into those local organizations where they were needed. So I think that's one of the reasons that we grow. I think that even though we're a national organization, that every one of those cemeteries is, you know, the programs put together by a local individual. And it could be a Gold Star mom or, you know, an old veteran who doesn't want any grave to be left undone. But it becomes very personal for each community and then a part of the bigger national organization. Wonderful way to bring people together, wonderful way to teach children to take some ownership for freedom, and that we're very proud of it. And all of the things that we do, you can find at readsacrossamerica.org.
So for you listening right now, after you've heard these details and the story behind Wreaths Across America from Karen, you feel motivated, you feel inspired, you feel like this is something that needs to be done in your community, and you're the one to start doing it, wreathsacrossamerica.org. More information about how to support the work, how to become a player in the work, all that and many points in between at wreathsacrossamerica.org. We've been joined by their executive director, Karen Worcester. Karen, thank you so much for how you and you help honor and help all of us come together to honor the lives and the service of those who are no longer with us. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me, Chris.